My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
However, the question is, are they being used? And you asked me, do I mind being used? And if we're being... Well, how much is Pittsburgh giving up if Pittsburgh jumps back into the fray?
The price is getting driven up.
Okay, so if they give up a huge price and the quarterback throws 3 yards behind him, hey, you can run all the routes you want, but if he ain't making a damn bit of difference, who cares? Like, we had Josh Gordon, and we still only won 4 games 1 year.
True.
Who's the greatest talent? Talent, not player overall. Talent, the greatest talent I've ever seen. And there's plenty of people who know more about football than I do who agree with me about that. When it comes to overall talent, I don't know if I've ever seen anybody better. I don't think I ever have. And they won 4 games that year. So you can have Brandon Ayuk all you want, even though that's going to open up Deontay Johnson and a couple other guys. So yeah, it would run up the price, and as long as it were to run up the price, I would just have to deal with it and move on, and we'd have to play good defense. But with the Browns, if you were able to bring this guy in, it would have a cause for concern in the back of my head. Would I poo-poo all over it on the air? You guys know me. It's Brandon Ayuk. I know he's a good wide receiver. I cannot believe that we have a chance at him. I really am surprised. Everything in my bones with common sense told me this thing did not have any chance of really working. I wouldn't have been, if I were San Francisco, I wouldn't be really interested. I still don't know. Like, there's plenty of people saying, well, you see, it makes sense. They need cap relief. I go, wouldn't we need cap relief? Like, he wants to be the highest paid receiver in the NFL. We're not going to lowball Brandon Ayuk, but apparently there's been some deals that have been started to work out, or offers that have been started to work out, and it comes down to essentially courtesy of Schefter and everybody, us and the New England Patriots,
Kenny, what I think is very interesting is I know we've been debating and having conversations, and obviously 49ers fans have been talking about this, trying to figure out if there's a way they could keep him. He wanted to get paid at least $25 million, and the 49ers balked at that. It got kind of ugly. It's become a distraction to the point where that's all they're really talking about in San Francisco, not the team that was very close last year to winning the Super Bowl. So it tells you how big of a storyline this is. But that today, Adam Schefter made it sound like he's going to get traded. It's going to be, you know, one of these teams, and the teams that are mentioned right now are the Browns, the Patriots, the Commanders were mentioned, and the Steelers were mentioned. So that is a very, very juicy story for this time in the football season.
Yeah, it is. If you brought him in, it's going to take a minute to get him acclimated to the offense. I don't think the offense with Amari Cooper, they said, well, Amari Cooper wouldn't fit in our offense. You told me 49er fans are saying that online. If 49er fans don't think it fits into this offense, well, what offense has Amari Cooper been in? Because a lot of people are trying to have always said that over the last 4 years, Kevin Stefanski's offense is very similar to Kyle Shanahan's offense. And Amari Cooper's fit into our offense just fine here over the last couple of years. So that doesn't wash for me. I would think that a lot of 49ers fans, if they're going to give up Brandon Ayuk, I think that they wouldn't want just Amari Cooper in return. So if you were to bring in Amari Cooper, I think you're giving up Brandon Ayuk. If we were 49ers fans, we'd be upset about that. But I have no problem being used. If they do get him, my thought would be great, but also I would have my concerns in the back of my head. The concerns in the back of my head would be, how much more do we have to give Deshaun Watson to make this thing work? How concerned are they? How concerned are they even with their own jobs?
Think about this. Think about where we're at right now with the Watson question. That the calls we have gotten today, and this is not just an insignificant amount, are asking that question. How much more does Watson need? As opposed to, hey, we're getting him an unbelievable weapon, a great route runner, an elite route runner, who also is an incredible blocker, which would be, you'd think, pretty vital in the Stefanski offense.
Did I say Deontay Johnson? I'm sorry. George Pickens, Jesus, I misspoke. Damn it, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But that's what I mean. That
George Pickens.
Instead of talking about what an amazing talent we're getting, people are like, how much more talent does he need? I mean,
sorry,
I think
Mitch,
every,
thanks for correcting.
I think every quarterback would want more talent. I think every quarterback would want as much talent as humanly possible. And we know Amari Cooper, we all knew this, guys. If you're paying close attention, I don't even think you had to be paying close attention. You know he's not going to be here next year anyway. The writing's on the wall for them moving on anyway.
216-474-0092. Do you want Brandon Ayuk? At what price would it be? A lot of people have brought up other names. I know Jack Duffin, good cap guy online. I think OBR, correct? Want to make sure I get that specifically right. He brought up about eating a contract, meaning that they would have to whittle theirs down to basically the same type of cap hit that the Browns have taken with Amari Cooper. Then you would be able to make that move. Also, there's been other names involved.
He floated Cooper, Conklin, and a third.
Yes. Even though Keith got mad at me for mentioning this name, because we talked about it over the last couple of days, Wyatt Teller has been bandied about throughout online about whether or not he would be brought in. Now, if it messes with the... Conklin's a different story, because I can't count on Conklin to be healthy anyway. And that's, again, why would San Francisco want him back if he can't be counted on to be healthy anyway? The second part of it is, if it came down to Teller or anybody else on the offensive line, and hell, even Conklin to some degree, even though I know I got DeJuan Jones right behind him, I can find a bunch of different reasons, but I know that this guy's good. If it comes down to the offensive line, I don't know much about the offensive line coach and how good he's going to do this year with this team. The only evidence I have is empirical, and that would be on the field, and we don't have time for that, okay? So I have to take a risk there. I'd have to take that risk. The other part of it with Wyatt Teller, yes, I like Wyatt. I think Wyatt's a good guy. I know that eventually we'll have to split from Wyatt Teller. I know we can't sit there and pay two guards all the time. That's all true. But I want to make sure that Deshaun Watson is protected. I have to give him every opportunity to be able to have time to make passes, to get through the offense, and to make that work. So I need to protect him with my good offensive line. So a lot of stuff about the O-line is a non-starter to me. Zach Zinter's a rookie. He's coming off an injury. Behind him, he would have Michael Dunn. You might have a little bit of insurance there, but do I want to throw a rookie in the fray to protect who? To protect Deshaun Watson? Because I can have all the wide receivers in the world, but if I have a problem there, it's going to be a big problem for everybody else. 216-474-0092. Wayne in Cleveland, you're first up on the Fan.
Yeah. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing well, Wayne. Go right on ahead.
Yeah, I just want to comment on Brandon. Whatever his name is.
It was Brandon Ayuk. He had 1,300 yards last year.
Yeah. So if the Browns are sitting up here calling themselves participating, possibly getting this trade, they better hope this stuff panning out between, you know, Amari going there or him coming here. Because I don't see him really, you know, being a leader for the other wide receivers. I think he'd come in just for himself, you know. But at the same time, also, they better hope, if they do plan a trade, they better hope it go through, because I can see Amari not playing up to his potential this year, man. You know,
why? Why would he soak down his own numbers just because he's upset?
Yeah, I said, well, you know, what if he feels he's going to get hurt, you know, for a proposed contract with someone else for the next couple of years? Cause you all just said, him in Cleveland.
So all that would do, Wayne, would confirm the suspicions by a lot of other teams. All that would do is drive down his price. He's not going to get any younger. He's going to get older. He'll be 31 next offseason. So if he puts up fewer numbers, then they're going to say, we're going to get diminishing returns out of the man.
All right, well, just perhaps if you don't want to play here next year, then I mean, you got to look for somebody else in free agency or draft, you know, good wide receiver. But we need his leadership, that veteranship, which I don't think Brandon can offer right now. You know what I'm saying? Well, it's just a thought.
He wouldn't offer as much as Amari. And thank you very much for the call, Wayne. He wouldn't offer as much as Amari. I don't see Amari being a problem. I see Amari, who's been traded twice, as Owen highlighted earlier. I think Amari would understand the business of it. And he's not getting traded to a terrible franchise. San Francisco has a look at it.
Leaving Amari out of it for a minute, I know Brandon Ayuk's not as old as Amari. Brandon Ayuk was in the Super Bowl last year. He brings that air of, hey, this is what it takes to get here. He also, according to ESPN analytics, is the number one receiver in the league. Amari Cooper on that same metric was 44th. Now, he's nowhere near 44th.
That surprised me.
That's as pass catchers. That includes some tight ends as well.
But. Is that what we're saying? Are we also adding in the other quarterbacks? Are we doing that with the metrics? Because the best thing about like DVOA, they always say DVOA was, don't watch the games.
This is just strictly on catches and route running and things like that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then that would make a little bit more sense why he's 44th on that list. Yeah,
I mean, it was pretty clear that he'd never even heard of Brandon Ayuk. If you don't even know the guy's last name, Brandon Ayuk's been pretty relevant for the last two seasons for sure.
Yeah, that's where we're at right now.
He's also on a Super Bowl team.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.